Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Every Thursday this time, we talk to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, about what's in her great paper coming out today. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, we have a big story because it is about water pipes. It's going to take over a year, but the city of Gulf Breeze, which was the water system was installed before the city was even a city. Those water pipes, some of them are lead, some of them are copper, and there's a rule that they have to replace all of those. So that is they're going to start this process of trying to get the estimates of how much they are looking at, and then that's going to be one process, and then, of course, they'll go out for bids. But if your home was built before 1987, you may also have copper or lead pipes in your home. And that would be an expense that would be up to each individual homeowner. So that is something we all need to gird our loins for, because that's going to be expensive.
Can I ask you a question? Because I'm confused about something you said. Copper pipes are not allowed? Because you have copper inside
the
home.
So it said that there was a EPA lead and copper rule revisions, and they have to require that all of the 60,000-plus public water systems in the U.S., develop an initial lead service line inventory and replacement plan by October 15, 2024. That's the plan.
Okay.
To replace them. So I assume they do have to replace those.
Interesting. I'd not heard that at all.
If you have lead pipes in your water system, there is a method that they use to coat the inside of the pipe so the lead doesn't get in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, that means that they have to, it's just like a scale that develops inside the pipe that the water goes through it, so you don't actually consume lead.
Right.
But, of course, we know that things, you know, after that many years, they're failing, and we have sometimes water outages and things like that. So that will be a big, big, big project.
Wow, interesting. No, I learned something from that. Yeah, I agree with you. That's a concern. We had a homecoming after party with a lot of people, a lot of kids.
827 kids, which is about half of the student population, ended up going to this party that was sponsored by a church and Flounders and some other donors who put on this drug and alcohol free party that was outside in the very back part of Flounders where they have the beach area.
Yeah.
And they had music, dancing, they had a big buffet, they were being able to play volleyball. It was
That's a really great
alternative that started many years ago as an alternative to these kids who were going out getting renting places on the beach.
Right.
Having having health parties, which included, you know, sometimes they would get arrested for underage drinking or vandalism, or, you know, you just never knew what was going on. So the this was an idea that started several years ago, and High Point Church in Gulf Breeze has picked it up, and they are now offering it. It is so popular. The kids absolutely love it. So
yeah,
it's really a great thing for them to do.
I love that. And, you know, what a great promotion for those folks, and like a great, that's a perfect place for it too. Really is wonderful.
Yes, very good, very good.
You guys also have a story about, you got a homecoming queen story and a story about a witch's ride?
Yeah, so there are several witch's rides. We found out about this one that is going to be happening on Sunday, and some people dressed as witches are going to ride their bicycles, and they're going to raise money for the Rally Foundation, which is, you know, helps people with childhood cancer. So that is going to be really, really fun. And so what a nice way to celebrate Halloween, but also for a good cause and get dressed up and just be silly.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. You've also got a story about the Publix Beach Bowl.
Beach Bowl Cup is happening this Friday night. Yes, Gulf Breeze Dolphins are going to play the Navarre Raiders. This is another thing that came out of kind of trying to solve a problem where we have, you know, this rivalry,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes was a little bit, you know, not very good.
I may or may not have a former producer who got into a little bit of trouble over this rivalry back in the day. Yep, sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, we decided, you know, we got Publix on board. Publix was wonderful. They have been the sponsor of these this entire time. And they we give a trophy to the winner. And so they're playing for something positive instead of, you know, the regular, you know, getting all excited about everything. So it's fun, it's positive, and we hope that the Dolphins may win it, but honestly, the Raiders have won it every year except for one. So, yeah, it's kind of a lopsided rivalry.
It's a rivalry in One Direction, which I, yeah, you know, I understand
kind
that.
Kind of.
All right. Now, you got to tell this story about the guy in the car and the cop. And I don't know this story, but you got to tell because this sounds amazing.
Well, we got a police report. This is hilarious. A man who lives in Gulf Breeze was arrested for DUI after pulling up next to a deputy to complain about his dog, which was in his car, was barking.
So the man pulls up next to the cop, and he's angry because his own dog in his own car is barking too loudly. Can't you do something about this dang dog? And it turns out he's drunk.
It was 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And it was like, well, maybe it was a police dog. No, it was not.
No,
it was his own dog in his car.
Can you not do something about this dang dog in my car? Oh, I wish we had the body cam for that because that sounds like that would be amazing.
Well, maybe we can get it and put it on YouTube and make $1 million.
That'd be great. Well, the paper is full of other things as well,
so
including
funny.
Kids learning about sight impairment and homemade ice cream and volleyball sports, always at Gulf Breeze Highs, all kinds of good stuff. And Splash is coming November 2nd, Splash Magazine. So Lisa Newell is the publisher of Gulf Breeze News. Always good to talk to you, Lisa. Thanks for keeping us informed about our city. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great week, and I hope to see you in the Breeze.
You bet.